I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. It is almost school holidays. We are on the home stretch. It's Easter bonnets and chocolate eggs and threats that the Easter bunny won't come.
Harmony Day.
Yeah, it's Harmony Day today, which is the colour orange or traditional dress for anybody who doesn't know what Harmony Day is. And so, yeah, we've had many a conversation this morning about what constitutes orange and whether something is in fact pink or peach or apricot. And I don't want to see the colour orange ever again.
No, we go with green and gold.
Nice.
So that makes it a lot easier. Other years I've gone with orange. But there's not, with Hudson, there's not a lot of orange boys' clothes around.
It's hard. It's really
and
hard
our school
to get
puts,
colours.
Yeah, and our school puts a sort of a blanket rule normally that there's no AFL, which is a bit frustrating because
same
that's
as ours.
Australian.
Yeah, and they have an AFL day later in the year.
Yes.
That was the justification from our school. Oh, Violet's getting an award this week. She's getting an award for something to do with, I don't even know the word. I'm learning so many new words now that she is in prep. Like, I can't even pronounce this. Like, phonics. They do their phonics, but then phonemes or phonemes. All I know is that she's getting some sort of award at assembly this week for something to do with oral language.
Okay,
Let's just
good.
leave it at that. Yeah. It's a whole
phonics,
new
maybe.
Navigating readers and sounding out words. They don't even say sounding out anymore. They say blending out.
Oh.
Yes.
We had a big focus at our school on phonics and it was a whole new world. So they learnt how the sounds of letters that make together instead of sounding out the individual. And it was, a whole new world, especially when I was teaching in 2020.
Oh
So
God.
that
We
brief
teach
period.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Everyone was a teacher.
True. I only had to worry about teaching during kinder, which was fine. I just sat her in front of the TV. Like, here, watch ABC Kids. Off you go.
No, I had to do grade one and then prep and grade two, I think it was. I don't know. It was too much. Anyway, moving on to our breaking news for the week. Kate has been out and about apparently at a farmer's market. We've seen her.
She's
Is it
alive,
her?
alive.
There is a announcement from the palace or someone has come out and said that she will return at Easter. It's giving Jesus. I don't know what's going on. Is she coming back? Is she alive? Was that Kate at the farmer's market?
Looked a little bit not like her, I'll be honest. It was a bit off. I would have preferred slightly less grainy footage.
Why is the footage so grainy and we're in 2024? So we've got better footage of things that are landing on Mars and we can't get a clean shot of the Loch Ness Monster or Kate at the farmer's market. And I like that in the comments, a lot of the comments when I've seen, so heaps of accounts have picked up this photo, and in the comments a lot of people underneath are saying, I'm from the UK, I know that this is Kate. So do they know her? If you're in the UK, do you know? How does this work? Why do they get to know?
It's a lot. I think the obsession is definitely on the other side of the pond. I don't think they seem to care too much. They're used to being fed the propaganda over here where we love a good conspiracy theory. We're all over it. Yeah.
Someone tried to bust into her medical records.
Oh, yeah, that's happened overnight. Three staff. Oh, my God. That's a
I can't blame them.
I'd want to look too. Yeah.
I'd be trying to look. Is it a job trying to work out what happened to Kate? I'd probably have a sneaky try and have a look if I had access. Yeah. The only other breaking news that I have is that Potomac still has not ended. We have finally got confirmation that next week is the season finale.
Is it really?
There is a fight broke out because the girl that looks like a Muppet returned. There was a to be continued and on the season finale next week, but I do not care.
When you said a fight broke out, I thought you were about to say it's been confirmed there's a five-part reunion.
Probably. There probably is a five-part reunion.
It's just
Let's
the
see what
song
happens.
that doesn't end. Just go away for Tomac. We're done. We're
Yes.
done. Yeah. Anyway, on to our shows. And in the theme of breaking news, we had our premiere this week of The Valley. So The Valley is the spin-off of Vanderpump Rules. We got an advanced copy. We were very fortunate to get an advanced copy of 2 days before it launched. So we got to watch that. I really enjoyed it. It's got great vibes. I find that I'm more interested in the new people rather than the existing characters. So you've got Jax and Kristen. I really don't care about them too much. Brittany, eh. It's the new couples. I love seeing the tensions that they have. They've got young children. One of them is pregnant. They're in their 40s, and I feel like I've found my people and that I'm going to really like this show. So that was my initial feeling about it. How about you?
I enjoyed it. I think it's called The Valley because the title, Nice Women Married to Douchebag Men plus Kristen and Jason, was too long of a title. But there's a theme, there's a running theme with the show. We've got really quite nice women, and then people like Jax, and then there's the other guy, Danny, who is the voice. He's like, you might remember me from Hannah
And
Montana or
Montana.
something. And we're like, okay, I don't remember him. And then it flashes to a photo that does not look like him. And then he's like, and now I do voiceovers for The Walking Dead. How would we
We know that it's like I'm walking down the street and I just break out into zombie.
That guy was annoying. Then there's Michelle and who is it?
Jesse,
Jessie.
and they've already broken up before the
Yes.
premiere, but we saw, well, you could see that coming a mile away. Episode one, it's like, oh, they're not solid, those two.
No. Then there's Janet and Jason. Janet is pregnant. She is friends with all the Vanderpump Rules people. That guy actually seems quite nice. He seems
Yeah,
like
he
a
seems
supportive
lovely.
partner. He seems quite nice. Zach and Jasmine. So we've met Zach before because he has been best friends with Brittany. So he's been in Vanderpump Rules before. Jasmine that works at Sir. And then they cut to a photo of her at Sir, and we could see that it's Peter, but they've blacked out his face because they don't want to pay Peter.
It stood out so much. Like, what has Peter done that they're like, mate, we're not giving you anything? Like,
No.
we need you to work for free on Vanderpump Rules, and then they include him in a spin-off. Surely they could have found a photo of someone other than Peter. I feel like that is the producers and the editors just taking the piss and be like, let's put blurred pictures of Peter
Yeah,
up.
Peter, if you'd have accepted working for free, you could have been in this photo. But no, we're going to blur you out. I don't know. Jax is annoying. You can see the cracks starting to form between him and Brittany. I don't understand when she's talking now, saying she has not wanted to be with him for ages. They've apparently broken up. But then in this first episode, she wants a baby, another baby. Then you've got Kristen who wants a baby so badly, and I feel like good on her, that's fine. But it seems like she's just sort of grabbing anyone. And when they're saying that her partner's quite vanilla, I don't know. And I
And like
definitely don't think.
committing to being in Los Angeles for the summer, but then not for the rest of the time. It's like it's a very strange arrangement, but each to their own.
99% of his life is in Colorado. So he's a farmer by the sounds of it. Is that right? He lived
Well,
on a
an
farm.
entrepreneur at heart, I think, is how
Yes.
she described him.
So that's me. I spend 99% of my day doing housework, but I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Like it just makes you.
Same. Same.
I don't know.
We get it.
Then
We get it.
we have Jax giving out advice as to who and who not, should not be becoming parents. And I don't think that he should be when he's
No.
clearly, like, I don't know, not the person to be giving that
He
advice.
came across as really desperate for airtime to me. It's like he just wanted to inject himself into the conversation. He wanted to say something that would be controversial, get a reaction, start a fight. And like, as I said before, I was gravitating more to just the natural behaviors of those new people. and the relationships that they have and how they communicate. That was far more entertaining than watching Jax go at Kristen for her life choices.
Yeah, I don't think that that's necessary. If she wants to have a baby, stay out of it. I don't think that that's anyone's business. Kristen, when it was the tattoo thing, and she was like, oh my God, I find tattoos relaxing. Ugh, red flag. I could tell that she was the person that would say that. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you guys love massages. I find getting tattoos relaxing. I'm like, you can tell. We know. Just, yeah. And then we had the appearance from Lala and Sheena, which was a nice crossover. And Brock. Brock was there. And he was kind of reasonable in the fatherhood talk.
He didn't annoy me as much as he has been on Vanderpump.
No. So yeah, overall, I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep
Same.
watching. It was refreshing to see. Jax annoys me, but anyway, he always has. Moving on, speaking of Vanderpump, let's go straight into that. So we had the sexy singles pool party at Tom and Ariana's house, where we're still trying to somehow make Billy happen, which we don't need.
Why? Billy and Joe.
Billy and Joe. So Billy and Joe and Teddy can be moved to Potomac because
Put them
no
in
one's
the bin.
watching.
In
Just put them in
the
the
bin.
bin or move them, put them on the contract for Potomac because no one watches that. Then we've
Could
got.
end up being like the dumping ground where all Bravo celebrities go to die.
Yeah, we don't want it. Then we've got the girls that Tom invited. And they were playing dumb in the pool where he was like, oh, I don't know if you know, but I live with a housemate and she's actually my ex-girlfriend. Everybody knows. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
There are cameras around. They would have had
Yeah.
to be mic'd up. They would have had to sign NDAs when they went on that show, when they came
That's the
into
only
his
reason they were
home.
there. Let's be honest. That's why they were there. Yeah, we've got Joe back. I like that this week Ariana actually went out with the group of friends. So other weeks we've seen her separate herself because she doesn't want to be around Tom. And it was good to see her get back into the group, regardless of whether he was there. And then he ended up storming out and having a little tanty, little
And he
hissy
went and
fit.
had a shit.
Oh, gross. I know who's doing that. Why is he doing that?
Me, all I got out of this entire episode, the Tom Sandoval is a dick, that Jax was the most interesting thing that happened at the end of the episode when he came in, and Tom Sandoval needed to take a poo, and he was gone long enough that they thought he'd left. So significant.
I don't, yeah, that's not.
And I just don't understand how this becomes final content for the final edit. You know what I mean? Like they get a whole lot of B-roll. Like
Yeah.
how does that make it in? Anyway, it did, and we had to hear it and experience it, and it lives in my mind forever now.
Sheena is still on about Dancing with the Stars as well. We're still hearing about how she was up next and how she's been hard done by. I don't know when that's going to end. And it also came out this week that Sheena has had an orgy with John Mayer.
See, this surprises me because I didn't see that content. I didn't see that scene because I was so bored. And then all the
So,
memes that were floating around saying my body is a wonderland, I just thought she was bragging. I had no
Which
idea
is
there
very
was.
Sheena.
It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's something Sheena would say. But
Yes.
yeah, no, actually, an orgy with John Mayer. Far
So
out.
Sheena had dated him in the past, and then it came, they were playing Never Have I Ever at one point at the games night at Ariana and Tom's house. And it came out someone saying, have you ever had an orgy? Or I don't know what it was. And then she said she drank. And then it cut to her in her confessional, and she said, it was with a famous person. I'm just going to say my body is a wonderland. So we know.
You know why I think I tuned out at that part? I do remember them vaguely playing a game. Whenever the thought or the idea of playing Never Have I Ever pops up, I get really confused. In my mind, I'm like, have I, am I drinking what? Like,
You're sitting and trying to work out
it's like
the
watching the 1% Club when all the the things pop up on the screen, like if Jane drives 2 hours here and then picks this person up on the way, what was the shortest distance to whatever? I'm like, oh my God, my brain is exploding. I can't. And then
So
I
you can't
just,
pay attention.
no, I can't pay attention. It's almost like I go into like some preventative shutdown
But
mode.
do you realize that when you're watching it on the TV, you don't need to know the rules?
But
You're not
I'm
playing.
instantly trying to understand the rules
Okay.
it stresses me out. Just a heads up. Don't ever play a game with me. I'm like,
Am I drinking? Am I not? People are going to think I've been doing things that I
it's like
haven't.
last night. This is off topic, but last night I'm putting the baby to bed, and Chris is like, oh, if we do it now and then you can come back and we can watch the 1% Club. I'm like, no, you can watch it. I like hearing you get the answers right, but I can't be in the same room as them while it's happening because it will just give me too much stress because I can't understand what's going
Is it
on.
a show? I've only seen it on Gogglebox, so it's where there's the questions about. Like the riddle.
So it's a pretty, yeah,
What
it's on
time is it on?
Wednesday. It's on Wednesdays at 7:30. Tim, is it Tim Jeffries or John Jeffries or someone Jeffries?
Tim Jeffries.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway,
Tim
he's a
Jeffries, I think.
comedian, Jim Jeffries. And yeah, it's just a quiz show, but it's a bit different. It's like those, you're looking for a sequence. So like, here's a series of numbers. What's the next number in the sequence? Or what's wrong with this picture? So anyway, we've gone completely off topic, but anything like that that requires my brain to activate multiple sections at once, I'm kind of just like, nah. And that was me last night trying to watch Vanderpump. I
And
couldn't. And
you
I
missed
missed the
Gina.
John Mayer orgy. Look at that. See, this is why I talk to you. This is why I talk to you. You fill me in. All right, so let's move on to Below Deck. So Below Deck is finally picking up, I feel. We've had a clean out. A weight has been lifted off the boat, and that weight is Jared and Kat. Jared got the boot in a very embarrassing way, I feel. He sat there like a little child while he was being told that he was being let go for essentially being drunk, unprofessional, going over the line multiple times. And he's kind of like, what? Like, I'm getting the boot. He goes, I'm getting the boot with a question mark, as if to say, what? I'm surprised at this. So Kerry, I think, gave him more than enough chances. He's gone as bosun. We predicted this weeks ago. Ben is now the acting bosun, and he has taken that role on brilliantly. He's doing a really good job, at least so far. They've only just gone off on the first charter since Jared left. We had Kat leave. Kat has had a drama back home, which she can't discuss on camera, which is fair enough, but it just adds to the problems she was already experiencing. She never fit in. She never felt comfortable. So she's gone. We don't have any replacements yet. We do have a replacement deckhand
Coming.
that is coming. He's very good looking. He's got dark hair. He's very handsome. And we'll see who gets who comes in to replace Kat. The chef is killing it. I love him. He's so funny. And then this week's guests are like, no French food. So he's like, oh, well, I'm off for a couple of days then. I'm French. I can't give them any food. So I just love him. I think he's really
He's
good.
good, and he's not an angry chef. You find a
No.
lot of the chefs on this boat are really angry. Like, oh, chefs in general, when you watch them on these shows, they're quite angry. He's
Yeah.
not.
No.
He's just takes it and he is delivering really good food. I like when he rang his mum and Fraser was talking to the mum,
In
the little French.
French, it was
That was nice.
lovely. I love that there are subtitles, not just for the French, but when Kerry speaks, they have to subtitle his Australian accent. Watch it this
Noted.
week. They are constantly
Yeah,
adding
what an
subtitles
honor.
when he's talking to camera. So it's front on. He's being as clear as day. We know what he's saying, but obviously it's not registering with the other audiences because he gets subtitled quite a lot. So keep an eye out for that.
Noticed. I'll have to pay attention because I don't have a problem. I don't think he mumbles or I don't even notice that he's really ochre in his
Oh,
accent.
they use a bit of slang. I think maybe it's the slang. I
Maybe.
don't know. Anyway, I find it really funny. I've been doing it since week one. I've only just remembered to mention it. Yeah.
Pay more attention.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Cat has gone. She needed to go. Like, she was not doing anything. She was just crying on the bed all the time.
And
So
not
I'm
doing
glad
her
she's
job.
gone.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the bosun's gone. Ben seems a little bit more tolerable as a bosun, mainly because he can tell the meters between the dock and the boat, which gives me less stress watching them. Doc, that's annoying. The other guy was just throwing out numbers
He's
and
like, oh,
hoping for
it's
the meters.
50 meters. No, it's two. Wait, I'm on the wrong side of the boat. What side is this? Is a stern? Is a
Was he
starboard?
having trouble converting from feet to meters? Is that what
He
was
was.
wrong?
Yeah. But
Yeah.
I thought you had to
I feel
learn
like.
that as part of being a boss. I thought you had to know really well how to judge distance.
Well, I wouldn't have accepted a job as a bosun if I knew that I had to convert that really quickly and in a high stress situation. And yeah, if I couldn't do that, I wouldn't have accepted the job. So
Yeah.
already he was on the back foot. The only other thing that it's annoyed me, and I've seen it a couple of times this season, when they do these beautiful tablescapes, they sit on the table. So Barbie this week was sitting on the table. You're looking at seven-star service, these boats where people are paying hundreds of thousand dollars per night to hire. I don't like it. There's something about it that's yuck, that someone's feet are on the table.
I'll be honest, I didn't notice any of that, but I'm not surprised you did. But
Right.
you are right. You are 100% right. And now that's going to bother me anywhere I go. I'm going to be like, has someone sat on this table?
Did you get that flower arrangement in there? Was there a lean involved or were you sitting on there? I feel like leaning over is fine, but once you're up on the table and feet are on the table, I'd rather a bare table. Anyway, we've also had Summer House this week. I can't really tell you a lot other than that Lindsay has annoyed me once again. She has annoyed, I think, everybody. So the other week, she's accused Carl of being on something. Carl is notoriously trying his best to live a sober lifestyle after the death of his brother to an overdose. And she's not doing a good job helping. She is not being a supportive partner. She did it the first episode or the second episode, I think. Then she came out with an apology saying, I never meant to do that. There was a private conversation with cameras everywhere where she has accused him. But then, full well knowing that she's gone and done it again this week. And I can't stand her. Like, my notes are just like Homer Simpson saying, screw Flanders over and over. It's just like, screw Lindsay. Like, I can't handle her.
My
I
favorite
get.
part of this week is you texting me, I want to fight Lindsay, but you accidentally texted your mum first, and now
Yeah.
she thinks you're in some sort of girl fight.
Well, I'm in some underground fight club. I said, I need to fight Lindsay. Is that what I wrote?
Think
Like,
that's
is it?
what you wrote to me, yeah. Oh no, I want to fight Lindsay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, no, I didn't mean to. Anyway, so Lindsay is not in my good books. When the news first broke of her and Carl's breakup and that he requested cameras, I felt sorry for her. And now I understand why. Because she says things, she seems to be drinking an awful lot this season, more than anyone else. And I don't know if production are focusing on that to try and, I don't know, it's an edit or if it's actual fact.
The
But
bottles are on the
she.
bench. She's
I
drinking.
know.
She's knocking the glasses off the table, and people are looking at her while she's doing it. It's not. I just think they're leaning into it. It's like, right, if you're going to drink and be like that, that's what we're going to focus on, because you are engaged to somebody who is sober.
Yeah,
And
and I don't think that she should have to stop drinking because of that, because the person who's sober needs to do that for themselves.
yeah.
But at the same time, the excessive drinking, getting beyond drunk where she is getting quite nasty, it's not
Yeah.
helping. And I can see why they've broken up. I am concerned that she sort of picks up Danielle and drops her when it's convenient. And I'm concerned that that's going to happen again.
I'm really glad that Danielle has moved away from that whole Lindsay and Carl drama. She seems to have worked on herself. She's not leaning into it. She's She's just so much more reserved, and I'm enjoying watching her. Whereas last season, I couldn't stand watching how she was behaving in that house. I was embarrassed for her. And this season, it's like she's chilled, she's relaxed, she's just there to have fun. And I really like this side of Danielle.
I like it. I know that she's walking away when she doesn't want to interact with whatever's going on. So last year she was getting quite defensive of Lindsay, and in Winterhouse we saw that again. If there was something that she felt strongly about, she couldn't hold back. The way she walks away is dramatic, though. Tone that down a bit. Like she walks away and lays by the pool and is, and it's like, okay, you can just walk away. There's something about Danielle that still is a little bit annoying to me.
It's going to take a bit of time, but I think best season I've seen so far. The Sierra and West stuff is just giving me so much joy. That's what I love watching. I love watching the two of them. They are so cute. The way he makes her laugh, it makes me laugh. It makes me smile, and I'm here for it. Craig is coming next week. He is coming to see Paige. Obviously, Paige is or has been a little bit of a love interest for Jesse Solomon because he's been interested. But I love that he cleared up this week and is like, she's got a boyfriend. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going
No.
to add all that unnecessary drama. And so that's
No.
okay. That's good.
Yeah, so he's not a complete, like he
No.
can read the room.
Yeah.
He sort of mucked around with it a bit and now he understands. The relationship between him and Wes is really nice because sometimes you see two new characters come in and they get quite competitive with each other
Yeah.
because trying to get the camera time or they're trying to be the best and funniest person, and seeing them just be friends is
Yeah.
nice.
I love it. I really do
Yeah,
enjoy
it's
it.
a good
Yeah.
season,
Good
except
season.
we don't need Lindsay.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if they come back. This is probably final
I
season.
reckon Carl might. I don't think Lindsay will.
No.
I've been picking fights with her all week on the internet, and she's not
You
biting.
keep
Kind
saying
of.
she's probably blocked you.
I don't care. I'm happy for her to
We
block
know
me.
Carl's seen it though. We know you've tagged Carl and we know he's seen it.
The scene where she's next to the pool having this serious conversation and he's just in the background doing little pin drops. Carl just wants to live his life.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's
Let
just
him
drama.
live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have a baby that is waking up, so I need to go and get him. It's been good chatting. Hopefully this week no one plays any complex games and I don't tune out during any during any shows. You get to learn so much about the type of person that I am, but this is a very common thing for me to just be like, I can't deal with that right now. My brain is full. That's where I'm at.
I feel similar. I can appreciate. So when we get kids games sometimes, if it's outside of the games that I know, like Monopoly, Scrabble,
Yep.
Snap, sometimes when we got this Harry Potter one and I looked and there was a golden snitch and there was too many different rules and I was like, I can't, it's in the cupboard. Like I can't deal with that. So I get what you're saying, but however, never have I ever wouldn't go to the complex games. But
Do I just not trust my memory? I don't know. And then I'm like, do I know someone else who has done that? Did I do that? Did I really do that? Do I remember doing that? Am I meant to drink? Am I not meant to drink? I'm just going to
hey.
drink anyway. And I think that's the problem in those games. I just drink anyway.
Well then, no. If you're not sure, don't drink. Because then you look like
There's a drink
some,
in my
yeah.
hand. I'm just going to drink it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't meant to drink. Anyway,
I was just thirsty.
we have talked about this for far too long. We have.
Anyway.
Rambling. I'm
Good to
rambling.
read.
I take full responsibility for that ramble. Apologies, everybody who had to put up with that.
Well, let's hope next week we see Kate, the real Kate.
Yes, is she alive?
Yep, and then Easter. So we'll talk then.
We will. Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.